Good morning. We're teaching Lichei Adam, and we're holding a Klamam Gimel and Siman Vav, and we introduced the concept of appetizers, and we now need to clarify some of the points about appetizers. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim about what the status of appetizers is. Now, let's say a person eats something before the meal, before he washes. We just mentioned this before. A person decides before he washes to eat a fruit. So that fruit has nothing to do with the meal. And he would require both a bracha rishona, obviously, and then also a bracha achrona. He can't say, well, I'll wash and I'll bench, and the benching will go back on the fruit. The fruit has no connection at all to the meal. The benching does not go back on the fruit. And even if the person would bench, he would still be mechuyev to make the brei nefoshos that he's due for the fruit. There's one exception, and that's a case where he ate this food before the meal in order to be an appetizer, to be megar taivas achilu. So even though it requires a bracha rishona because it's eaten before the meal, but since in some way it facilitates the meal, it helps the meal because now it stimulates his appetite. So that much is true, that it's connected to the meal, that the benching will cover it. So that's clear that that's true. The question now is, when a person eats it during the meal, do we take that same concept and apply it that there's no need for bracha rishona? Arguably because that this is so much part of the meal that it's considered tuffel to the bread. Or do we say, well, it's a fruit, and fruits are not tuffel to the bread unless you eat it directly with the bread, etc. But just because it's part of the meal, since it's not something which is for satiation purposes, or it's something which, so it's not really tuffel to the bread. So being tuffel to the benching, being included in the benching, and being included in the bracha b'motzi might necessarily be the same halacha. Being included in the benching because it was part of the process of being satiated. So this is aroused his appetite, and therefore it's part of the achalta b'sabota. But regards to hamotzi, it's not tuffel to the bread because it itself is not eaten for the purposes that you eat bread. So it's not considered sort of as it were, an accompaniment to the bread. So this is the Machlokes Rishonim in regards to the bracha rishona, whether an appetizer requires a bracha or not, bracha rishona or not. And we follow the minhag olam that the minhag olam is to not make a bracha on it and rely on the rishonim, hold that it does not need a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah himself is mesupik about whether that's a good idea. And he suggests that what a person could do is eat some of it before the meal, before he washes. See, well, normally we discourage that. That's like a bracha shen tzricha. Person comes to the meal and says, oh, we're serving an appetizer, takes a little bite and says bracha on it, and then goes and washes and eats the meal and benches. In benches, so that was inappropriate. You're adding an extra bracha. Well, that's not because you're doing it to avoid the question of a suffix. Because according to many rishonim, it requires a bracha even when it's eaten during the meal. So this is not considered bracha shen tzricha. Or alternatively, take a fruit during the meal, which is clearly not an appetizer, and make a bracha rishon on that, and that'll be might see the appetizer as well. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah actually suggests to do. That would he feel would be better. Because in that context, let's address the next question. What has the right to be considered an appetizer? Are all foods eaten in the beginning of the meal considered appetizers? Or do we say that that's very nice to call it an appetizer? But what it really is, if you want to be honest, it's another course. I'm eating it for the purpose of, it fills me up. As opposed to saying the purpose of why I'm eating it is because it helps me get hungry. So I have some cantaloupe or some honeydew at the beginning of the meal. Is that true that the purpose of eating it is to cause me to stimulate my appetite? So the examples which are given in halacha of appetizers are all examples of things which are a little bit salty, a little bit sour, etc. They're not, and that's the example you notice that the Chayalim gave, of pickled lemons. So they're salty and they're sour. So there are many who are of the opinion that when it's not pickled and sour, not pickled or sour, it doesn't function as a stimulant, it more functions along the line as being part of a meal. So Rav Shlomo Zalman held that a person would eat sweet fruits at the beginning of the meal, or even a salad, he would have to take a bracha on it. And this halacha of appetizer is limited to a scenario where a person is eating something which is salty, of that sort. Rabbi Yashav disagreed with that, and felt that the way we've set up our meals, this is the way we eat it, it's considered, its purpose is, it's not there like a regular course to fill you up. It's to get the meal going. So that also goes under the umbrella of the concept of appetizer. So there arguably, in this situation, even if normally a person does not follow the eights of the Mishnah Berurah, but in this case of making the bracha beforehand or making a bracha on something else, since this case itself, we have an added layer of disagreement. I mean, even according to the opinions that appetizers are not chayav in a bracha, but it's not clear this is an appetizer, so there's even a more compelling argument that a person should follow the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah in this situation and find some eitzes to make a bracha on it, either by eating a different fruit, which is definitely not part of an appetizer, making a bracha on that, or making a bracha on the appetizer before one washes. That would seem to be the correct thing to do. And in some of the modern svarim of Hilchos Brachos do suggest that idea. Okay, I think we've covered the concept of appetizers. We need to discuss in the next year the halacha of drinks during the meal, which is something else that the Chayyadim introduces over here. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the following year, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.